This program is intended for a print-impaired audience and is brought to you by Audio Journal. Welcome to A Positive Outlook, an audio journal production highlighting optimistic news stories. Material is selected with the interests of its audience in mind and with the goal to inform and entertain. The opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Audio Journal, its board of directors, staff, or volunteer readers. This program is funded in part by the Memorial Foundation for the Blind and the Massachusetts Commission for the Blind. My name is Ava Sardina, and I am your volunteer reader. The first few articles are from sunnyskyz.com. Police officer rents out entire movie theater so that more than 100 kids can experience their first trip to the movies. One police officer turned what could have been a disappointing end to summer into a day that more than 100 middle school students will never forget. When funding for a planned field trip unexpectedly disappeared, school resource officer Sean Reavy stepped in without hesitation. He personally paid to rent out an entire movie theater so that 144 7th and 8th graders in Greenway Middle School's After the Bell Summer Program could enjoy a private showing of Toy Story 5, complete with popcorn, candy, and drinks. For many of the students, it was much more than a trip to the movies. It was their very first time inside a movie theater. Program coordinator Katie Jenkins found herself scrambling after the funding for the annual end-of-summer celebration fell through. With few options left, she reached out to Reavy for help. "She told me how much she needed, and I gave it to them so that they could go," Reavy said. The theater rental cost less than $2,000, but for the students, the experience was priceless. "If they needed more, I would have given them more," Reavy said. "You can't break a promise to a child. They come here knowing that there's a reward at the end." Greenway Middle School is a Title I school in Phoenix, where many families face financial hardships. Reavy has spent 2 decades in law enforcement and says that working closely with students gave him a first-hand look at challenges that many people never see. "Some of them live different lives than most of us would be able to comprehend, and they just haven't seen a lot of good things with their own eyes," he said. "Some of their families don't have cars. Parents, if they have two, work multiple jobs. Half of them have never been to a water park before. They've never been across the other side of the highway before." Helping these kids experience something new became a personal mission. Last year, Reavy spent more than $3,000 out of his own pocket to take students to Hurricane Harbor. His commitment to children extends even further through Put on the Cape, a foundation for hope, a charity that he founded after serving as a child crimes detective. "It dawned on me that little kids who were scared responded to superheroes," he said. "So I started a superhero-based foundation called Put on the Cape, a foundation for hope." Before the lights dimmed and the movie began, Reavy had one final message for the students. "As you get older in life, help other people as a payback to me," he told them. "Would you do that? That's all I ask of you." Instead of asking for anything in return, the officer just hoped that one act of kindness would inspire hundreds more in the years ahead. Virginia rescue team pulls father, son, mother, and baby to safety after Venezuelan quake. Against all odds, a Virginia search and rescue team helped deliver two remarkable moments of hope in an earthquake that devastated Venezuela, pulling 4 survivors alive from collapsed buildings days after many feared that no one could still be found. Virginia Task Force 1, an elite urban search and rescue team from Fairfax County, joined emergency crews from Venezuela and France in the hard-fought effort along the country's northern coast after 2 powerful earthquakes measuring 7.2 and 7.5 struck the region. One of the most emotional rescues came in LaGuira State, where crews spent days searching through a towering pile of concrete with little reason to believe that anyone survived. Then everything changed. Rescuers spotted movement under the rubble and carefully started working together to reach the survivors. After 4 days trapped underground, a father was finally pulled to safety. Covered in dust and exhausted, he was carried from the wreckage while still clutching his cell phone as medics immediately started treating him. Moments later, rescuers brought out his young son. When the rescue was complete, applause erupted from rescuers and nearby residents who gathered to witness the incredible scene. Associated Press journalist Juan Pablo Arraez, who watched the rescue unfold, said that hope was fading after several days of searching. "At this stage, many people start to lose hope. You see that in their faces," he said. "When someone makes it out alive, like this father and son, it's more than a glimpse. It's real hope for people." The successful rescue wasn't the team's only miracle. Over the same weekend, Virginia Task Force 1 also rescued a mother and her 9-month-old baby from another collapsed building. According to team spokesman John Morrison, the pair were trapped deep beneath the debris, but somehow escaped serious physical injuries. "It was a very emotional experience, and it's great when all the residents around you and the Venezuelans are clapping along, because they're happy that these rescues are happening," Morrison said. Virginia Task Force 1 deployed to Venezuela with 80 first responders and more than 70,000 pounds of specialized rescue and medical equipment. In the middle of overwhelming destruction, those four rescues became powerful reminders that even when hope seems to be running out, miracles can still be waiting under the rubble. German soccer fan moved to tears after discovering the America that he never expected. One unexpected ride from a family of strangers turned a nervous World Cup trip into an unforgettable experience for a German soccer fan who says that he fell in love with the United States. Sebastian traveled to America for the 2026 World Cup carrying more than just excitement for the tournament. He also carried years of fear shaped by the news that he saw about the country. "To be honest, I was a bit scared to travel to the United States because of news about shootings and criminals and that the country isn't safe," he explained. Everything changed after attending a match in Boston. When Sebastian and his friends needed a way back to their hotel, they met a local family led by a man named Bob. Without expecting anything in return, the family offered them a ride. That simple act of generosity completely changed Sebastian's perspective. "I fell in love with this country. I even cried in the stadium," he said. The experience had such an impact that Sebastian decided to extend his stay in the United States. In fact, he admitted that he was more heartbroken about leaving America than he was about Germany's elimination from the World Cup. His emotional story struck a chord with people around the world, serving as a reminder that the people who we meet often tell a much different story than the headlines that we read. Sebastian summed up his experience with a message that resonated with thousands. "Americans aren't rude, and Germans aren't rude. If we're together, we can achieve great things." College Sorority raises another $25 million for St. Jude, bringing total donations to $125 million. Thousands of college women have proved that small acts of kindness can add up to something truly extraordinary. Tri Delta, a college sorority with chapters across the United States and Canada, has now raised an astonishing $125 million for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital after reaching another major fundraising milestone of $25 million. The achievement marks one of the most successful charitable partnerships of its kind, and the group is already working toward raising another $100 million by 2038. The announcement came during TriDelta's annual celebration at St. Jude in Memphis, Tennessee, where about 400 members from more than 130 chapters gathered to celebrate nearly three decades of making a difference. As the milestone was revealed, balloons filled the room and cheers erupted from the crowd. The partnership between TriDelta and St. Jude began in 1999. Over the past 27 years, members have organized pancake breakfasts, fun runs, letter writing campaigns, and countless community fundraisers, all driven by the belief that every contribution matters. "No act is too small to make a difference," TriDelta said, pointing to the thousands of members who keep finding creative ways to support families facing childhood cancer. Their fundraising has helped support St. Jude's life-saving mission while also funding TriDelta Place, a short-term housing facility where patient families stay when they first arrive for treatment. Perhaps most importantly, support from organizations like TriDelta helps make it possible for families at St. Jude to never receive a bill for treatment, travel, housing, or food, allowing parents to focus entirely on helping their child heal. During this year's celebration, members toured the hospital campus and visited the Danny Thomas Research Center, the Danny Thomas ALCAC Pavilion, and TriDelta Place, giving them a first-hand look at the impact that their fundraising has on families from around the world. "We're incredibly proud to be the official partner of kindness to St. Jude," said TriDelta CEO Mindy Tucker. "This accomplishment puts us well on our way toward meeting our next fundraising goal with St. Jude, $100 million by 2038. ALCAC President and CEO Ike Anand praised the organization's unwavering commitment. "This $25 million milestone reflects the strength of TriDelta's dedication to making a difference for kids in the U.S. and around the world," Anand said. "We're grateful for their continued generosity as St. Jude builds on that legacy to advance research and care for children from around the world." The impact of partnerships like this reaches far beyond fundraising. Treatments developed at St. Jude have helped increase the overall childhood cancer survival rate from just 20% decades ago to more than 80% today. Even so, both organizations remain committed to the same goal. Together, they won't stop until no child dies from cancer. Snapchat CEO and supermodel help erase more than $500 million in medical debt for Californians. A surprise letter arriving in the mail is about to change hundreds of thousands of lives across California. More than 250,000 people will soon learn that their medical debt has been completely erased thanks to a major act of generosity from Snapchat CEO Evan Spiegel and his wife, supermodel Miranda Kerr. Working with the nonprofit Undo Medical Debt, the couple helped eliminate more than $500 million in unpaid medical bills, giving families the chance to move forward without the weight of crushing debt. The couple announced the initiative in a heartfelt video, explaining that they wanted to speak publicly because many recipients will soon receive letters informing them that their debt has been forgiven. "If you happen to receive a letter in the mail letting you know that your medical debt has been forgiven, we want you to know that it's real," Kerr said. Medical debt often lingers long after a person's recovered, creating stress during what should be a time of healing. Spiegel said that burden can follow families long after a health crisis has passed. "When someone who you love is sick, all you want to do is focus on helping them get better," Kerr said. "That's why we wanted to support this effort and help relieve medical debt, so that families can focus on caring for their loved ones and really supporting their healing." One of the most remarkable parts of the effort is how simple it is for those receiving the help. There's no application to complete and no paperwork to fill out. Eligible recipients will just receive a letter informing them that their qualifying medical debt has been forgiven. The couple also used the announcement to highlight the work of Undo Medical Debt, the nonprofit organization that's been purchasing and abolishing medical debt since 2014. To everyone receiving the unexpected gift, CARE shared a heartfelt message. To everyone whose debt is being relieved through this effort, we're sending you and your loved ones so much love. Spiegel added that he hopes that the gift brings a little peace of mind and allows you to focus on what matters the most. These next few articles are from goodnewsnetwork.org. Crow Takes to Teaching a Starving Orphan Bird How to Eat by Good News Network. A starving baby crow with barely any feathers is being nursed back to health, and another older bird has taken him under his wing. The tiny English crow known as the jackdaw was found in a sorry state and close to death. He was spotted in a field in Nottingham, England earlier this month and taken to a rescue center where volunteers nicknamed him Frank Sinatra because of his piercing blue eyes. They placed him in a recovery unit with another fledgling crow who was a little older and wiser, and he took on the role of surrogate parent, even feeding little Frank his daily meals. The pair perched together as the black jackdaw helps his pupil to swallow worms and seeds. John Beresford, who co-founded Brinsley Animal Rescue, said that Frank's around 6 weeks old but was small due to malnutrition. "As soon as he arrived with us, he stole all our hearts," he told SWNS News. "It's not usual that we name the animals that come to us, but his piercing eyes led us to call him Frank Sinatra, and it's stuck ever since." While quarantined for treatment, Frank was observed calling out to his new friend. "Being placed together is really helping his development." At this stage of his growth, Frank would still be reliant on his parents for food. But to the team's amazement, the older fledgling started to feed him, despite the fact that he only just learned to feed himself. "It's amazing to watch them interact. Frank watches the older one's every move and copies him." The rescue workers hope that Frank will recover sufficiently to be moved into an aviary where he can learn to fly and prepare for eventual re-release into the wild. Dad gave up his old Mustang to raise 6 kids. Decades later, his son got it back. By Andy Corbley. It was a 1969 Mustang Mach 1. Daniel Allen would tell his boys, the best car that he ever owned, and he traded it away to make room for his growing family. Every time when Mr. Allen told the story, one of his 6 sons was listening intently. Shane Allen recently traded his own restored Mustang for one just like the one that his father sacrificed and surprised the old motorhead on Father's Day. After returning from several war tours in Vietnam, Daniel Allen bought a white Mustang Mach 1 with a black hood and red stripes. It was a 4-speed manual transmission, and it colored his youth with joy. He took his future wife Diana out on their first date in the pony and even drove it right on board the ferry where he proposed to her. But as their first child soon made way for a second, third, and so on, Daniel traded the Mach 1 away for something more practical. Shane Allen, the youngest of Daniel's sons, happened to grow up with a fondness for classic cars as well, and the two bonded over their shared interest. It became routine for the pair to attend Father's Day car shows together, where they'd look at Mustangs and reminisce about the one that got away. I knew that the car he dreamed about was that 1969 Mach 1, Shane told People. My dad and I talked about this car since I was a kid. As it would happen, earlier this year, Shane spotted a white Mach 1 from 1969 just like how his father always described it. He jumped at the opportunity to fulfill his dad's dream of climbing back behind that same wheel now that his sons were all grown up. Trading his own restored Mustang GT away, there was a lot to do if Shane, as he envisioned it, wanted to surprise his dad with this mother of all Father's Day presents. The upholstery needed changing, and the paint needed a refinish. It wasn't too much, though, and soon, on their customary father-son visit to a Father's Day car show, Daniel saw a white Mach 1 sitting in the lot. It had a name tag dangling from the rearview mirror marked Daniel, which the man thought was just a coincidence. Joking, he said, "Where are my keys?" A moment later, recorded in a priceless family video, Shane handed him the keys and told him to fire it up. "I shut the camera off, but I wish I kept filming," Shane says. When he got out of the car, he asked me how I made it happen. I told him that I traded my custom GT for this Mach 1, and he broke down and hugged me. He told People that, as a man, he recognizes the incredible sacrifices that Daniel made to serve his family, and was only too happy to have the opportunity to make some kind of repayment of that debt. Motorcyclist reunites with strangers who lifted a 3,300-pound car off his body. By Andy Corbly. In Queensland, a father of two is alive to see his daughters again thanks to a horde of Good Samaritans who rushed to his side after he was pinned under a car during a collision. Lifting with all their might, the bystanders managed to hoist the wheel and get the man out from underneath its crushing weight with only seconds to spare because the victim was blacking out from the pressure on his chest. Tyler Weeb was driving to work in Brisbane when a driver suddenly came into the opposing lane and smashed into the car in front of Weeb's motorcycle. As it surged backward, he felt it drag him under before eventually stopping right on top of his sternum. He couldn't breathe, and the compression was so intense that his heart wasn't able to beat. Hearing the telltale bang of a car crash, Rob and Brian, two employees at a nearby business, ran out to see what happened and saw a pair of legs sticking out from under a car. The two got their colleagues together and ran out to try and lift the 3,300-pound vehicle. "We tried to lift it off. We couldn't. And then on the second attempt, we had a couple other Good Samaritans come and help us," Brian told an Australian current affairs show. That second attempt only succeeded in breaking more of Weeb's rib bones, but the rescuers didn't give up. "We just knew that we had to get the car off," Rob said. "We just kind of grabbed the spot and lifted with all our might." Miraculously, the strangers got the car up enough to move Weeb clear off the wheels, at which point survival was up to him. Speaking to the same current affairs show, Weeb described how even though he was free, he was pretty sure that he was going to die. He couldn't breathe. He knew that his lung was punctured. The paramedics that came to rescue him in their ambulance would call out, "Stay with me, stay with me," but Weeb found it so difficult. But the man was made of sterner stuff, and at the hospital, he received surgery to stabilize his lungs before making a slow but steady recovery. When he was on the mend, he spoke with ABC News Australia about the ordeal and thanked the Good Samaritans for saving him. "I get more time with my daughters, I get more time with my family, and a second lease on life," he said. "I can't say thank you enough." ABC News also heard from a local, Cameron Vellicott, who witnessed the rescue. "It was heartwarming to see so many people just jump to someone's aid so quickly, who they clearly didn't know and had no context for the situation." During an appearance on the television show A Current Affair, Weeb was able to meet and shake hands with the men who saved him, calling them certified legends amid tears and laughter. Anonymous $3.5 million gift to Milwaukee Art Museum provides free admission for children. By Andy Corbley. Thanks to the kindness of a generous donor, children 12 and under will now be able to visit the Milwaukee Art Museum, MAM, for free. The gift of $3.5 million was given anonymously, but with instructions to establish an endowment supporting child attendance at the museum. The donor shared fond memories of visiting the museum with their family throughout their life and expressed their wish for the endowment to foster similar experiences for future generations of families, according to the museum's Tuesday announcement. This wonderful gift is a celebration of the way that philanthropy can have a significant and lasting impact for generations, MAM Chief Development Officer Andre Allaire said in the news release. Every day, our youngest museum visitors will be able to access, engage with, and learn from world-class exhibitions and programs free of charge thanks to the generosity of an individual who believes in the power of art to strengthen our community. Children ages 12 and under will have free access not only to the museum's collections, but also its exhibitions and youth and family programs. At the moment, MAM's exhibitions include a collection of photography, images, and videos from American image artist Robert Longo, titled Acceleration of History, and a collection of woodblock prints from the Baltimore-based artist, wife, mother, and educator Latoya M. Hobbs. Since our earliest days as an institution, the Milwaukee Art Museum has provided free educational experiences for children, said Marcel Polednik, the MAM director. The endowment established from this inspirational donation will keep that tradition alive for future generations of the communities that we serve. You've been listening to A Positive Outlook. This program is a production of Audio Journal, a proud member of the Massachusetts Audio Information Network. If you'd like a hard copy of our program schedule, either in large print or braille, please call 508-797-1117. Archived editions of this program are available on our website, audiojournal.org, or go to the Audio Journal app on your iPhone, iPad, or Android device. This is Ava Sardina. I'll be with you again soon. Thank you for listening.
There are more than 1 million English words. Next up, word nerd Steph Donoff with some of them worth talking about.
Yes, English is confusing. Take the words weather and weather. First, the noun. What's the weather today? Why, it's raining. Now take the verb, which is a contronym, a word that means the opposite of itself. Will my new umbrella weather survive the rainy weather, or will the rain weather it away, wear it away? Then there's a homonym, a totally different word that sounds the same. The weather is a conjunction used to introduce alternatives, whether or not we should go out in the rainy weather, for example. Well, here is a simple way to keep them all straight. Whether the weather be cold or whether the weather be hot, we'll weather the weather, whatever the weather, whether we like it or not.
That's enough talk about words. Let's go back to listening to them.
You are listening to Audio Journal, a proud member of the Massachusetts Audio Information Network.